we exponentiate. Euler's number raised to not 0.883 is 2.418. Multiply by 1,000 to result 2,418. Add 401. Result 2,819. Multiply 25. 5 by 9 is 45. 5 by 1 is 5, and 4 is 9. 5 by 8 is 40. 5 by 2 is 10, and 4 is 14. 20 by 9 is 180. 20 by 1 is 20, and 10 is 30. 20 by 8 is 160. 20 by 2 is 40, and 10 is 50. Sum 70,475. Add 404. 70879. Multiply 11. Result 779669. Add 20. 779,689. Divide 10. Result 776.89. Square root 88.3 WRCT.
Thank you. RCT Pittsburgh. Shop. Shop.
Oh, my God.
This sucks. Shop.
This is Brad Keselowski, driver number 2, Discount Tire Ford Mustang. Racing fans know that a quick pit stop to check the tires can give me the winning edge. The same is true for your car. Proper tire tread helps keep traction on the road and everyday driving. To check your tread, simply insert a penny, Lincoln's head first, into your tire grooves. If you can see all of Honest Abe's head, it's time to get your tires checked by a professional.
A message from the U.S. Tire Manufacturers Association.
Thank you.
Shop. Shop, shop, shop.
Well, I was 17, a great big kid, the year that I enlisted. I can't recall just why I did. My mom says I insisted. I had a strange idea then. Uncle Sam was right. Mom, she cried, she signed the card, and I went off to fight. Got off the plane in Vietnam, it didn't seem like war. With all I saw, I started wondering what we'd come there for. The officers got drunk at night, cheated on their wives. Those guys on the other side were fighting for their lives. You know, the army tried some fancy tricks to bring them to their knees, like Agent Orange defoliants to clear the brush and trees. We'd fly above the trail all day in clouds of poison spray. I never thought that chemical would take my life today. But I just found out this morning, the doctor told me so. Says they killed me in Vietnam and I didn't even know. I tried hard to forget that war like everybody else did. I settled down with Kathy. We tried to raise some kids. Our little son has birth defects. The doctors had their doubts. They never said what caused it, but I think I just found out. Agent Orange came home with us, we carry it with us still. It stays inside for years and years before it starts to kill. You might get cancer of the liver, might get cancer of the skin, or a VA disability that you might not live to win. I have this dream most every night, I'm flying above the trees. Those yellow guys down on the trail, some of them look like me. Been trying so long to get away, running hard and slow. Been dying for 11 years, I wonder if they know. The doctor says I've got some time. He was trying to be kind. I've never been a radical, but this has changed my mind. And now I'd be so proud to hear my son say, hell no, we won't go. You killed our dad in Vietnam and he didn't even know. Well, I got the news this morning, the doctor told me so. Says they killed me in Vietnam and I didn't even know.
We'll be right back. want to know. This one comes off Rock and Roll Over.
To get right down to it. Kind of anxious to get to it, are you?
Go! day. I quit. Hey, yo.
The sound of a baby babbling doesn't mean much, but that's not true. They're testing out vowels and consonants and trying different sounds. And by 12 months, their babbling is beginning to take on meaning, especially if there's no babbling at all. Little to no babbling by 12 months or later is just one of the possible signs of autism in children. Learn more at autismspeaks.org. Brought to you by Autism Speaks and the Ad Council.
You are now listening to Chop Chop, made for humans by humans, 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 humans.
Bring me the disco king. Bring me the disco king. Bring me the disco king. Bring me the disco king.
Thank you. We got a song for you now. Sometimes there are songs that have beginnings that are as kind of as cool as the song. Sometimes the lyrics don't count so much. It's the front of the song that really makes it. Here's a song that gets part of its personality from the front. The tape was rolling when we were in the studio. I was warming up my voice and this kind of happened.
Thank you.
Coming up next, Kitties Love Barking.
South America, Key Grande, oh, the land that lies so low. There was a little ship in South America. She went by the name of the Golden Willow Tree. We hadn't been a sailing more than 2 weeks or three, crying, oh, the land that lies so low. We hadn't been a sailing more than 2 weeks or three till we came in. Captain says, what are we gonna do? Crying, oh, the lonesome land so low. Up step the captain says, what are we gonna do? If we overtake them, they'll cut us in two. They'll sink us in the lowland, lonesome low. They'll sink us in the lowland so low. Sink them in the lowland so low. Swam, he swam till he came to the British Rovery. He had a little instrument fitted for his use. He bore nine rows and he bore them all at once. Well, he turned upon his breast and back swam. He swam till he came to the Golden Willow Tree. Captain, oh captain, come take me on board. Sink you in the low.
Hey, kids. It's Krusty the Clown. You're listening to WRCT Pittsburgh, 88.3 FM. All right, where's my money? What? Chintzy college...
The heart of the Cold War is not just some military buildup. That's what's on the surface. Beneath this Cold War is a genuine issue, which is that the Chinese science and tech, but particularly telecommunications and robotics and green technology, is ahead of Western telecommunications, robotics, green technology. And these companies cannot compete with Chinese companies on a level playing field. They're trying to box them in. The West doesn't mind if China just gives its labor to Western companies. They don't want China to advance technologically.
That's Vijay Prashad, and this is Alternative Radio. I'm David Barsamyan. This edition of AR features Vijay Prashad on China, the U.S., and the new Cold War, part one of a special two-part program. China is one of the oldest cultures in the world with a rich history. The ancient Middle Kingdom is today's People's Republic of China. For several centuries prior to the creation of the PRC, China endured invasions, occupations, civil wars, and famine. Today, it is an economic powerhouse. Its influence is expanding across the globe. However, relations between Washington and Beijing have become increasingly confrontational. Secretary of State Blinken warned China not to upset what he called the rules-based order. And then he added, anyone who poses a challenge to that order, we're going to stand up and defend it. He noted China is acting more aggressively abroad, while at the same time the Pentagon sends its warships off of China's coast and surrounds China with American military bases. Washington sees China as a threat to its hegemony. A new